This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Captain blamed for migrant deaths in the Mediterranean. Italian prosecutors say the Tunisian captain of the migrant boat that capsized mistakenly rammed his vessel into a merchant ship that was coming to its rescue. The prosecutors in the Sicilian city of Catania said the captain steered his dangerously overloaded boat into a Portuguese container ship just before it capsized off the coast of Libya last weekend, drowning as many as 900 migrants seeking to escape poverty and war in the Middle East and Africa on a perilous journey to Europe. The 27-year-old migrant boat captain was arrested under suspicion of multiple homicides, causing the shipwreck and aiding illegal immigration. His first mate was also arrested on suspicion of aiding illegal immigration. The prosecutors absolved the merchant ship of any responsibility for the tragedy. There were only 28 survivors rescued in what authorities say is the Mediterranean's deadliest migrant disaster. The 28 European Union heads of state are set to hold an emergency summit Thursday in Brussels to confront the unprecedented migrant crisis. At least 7 people were killed in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, when a car bomb exploded Tuesday outside a popular restaurant at lunchtime. At least 8 other people were wounded in the blast. Al-Shabaab claims responsibility. This would be Al-Shabaab's 4th deadly attack in Somalia in as many days. Saudi Arabia says it is stopping its Arab coalition airstrikes on the Houthis in Yemen, but is not easing the pressure on the rebels. Saudi officials said Tuesday after 4 weeks of bombings, the Houthis no longer pose a threat to Yemeni civilians or other countries, including Saudi Arabia. They say they will now focus on the political process and helping civilians. This